Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel. Welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. As foster parents, my wife and I, we've had many children come live with us, and whether their stay is brief or long, Jamie and I seek to live out Psalm 126, sowing seeds in tears, knowing that we'll laugh later when we see the harvest. But what are the best seeds to sow in hearts who have been neglected and often abused, hearts prone to walk the path of those who've gone before them? For that matter, what do we sow in any young heart facing today's temptations and anxieties to show them that God's way is the path to flourishing? Listen to Jesus in Matthew 6:25. He says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, God is your Father. And Father was not the typical way to refer to God in this day. But Jesus does it no less than 17 times in his most well-known sermon. To draw people to the way of human flourishing, Jesus holds forth God's fatherly heart. He says we can address God as Father anytime we pray. Trust in our Father when we're anxious. Father, Father, Father. Jesus holds forth the fatherly heart of God. As foster parents, Jamie and I prioritize the beauty of Jesus' heart. And like Jesus, we also seek to show the caring heart of the Father. See, we can crowbar right living and force the truth of God down, but that won't draw hearts. Because all people are naturally drawn to beauty far more than they are to truth. Think of how the serpent tempted Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, I'm not saying that truth or right teaching does not matter. Quite the opposite. But we have to see God's beauty runs deeper than his truth. Dane Ortlund puts it well when he says, "The whole reason we care about sound doctrine is for the sake of preserving God's beauty, just as the whole reason we care about effective focal lenses on a camera is to capture with precision the beauty we photograph." Kids will desire truth only insofar as it helps them to better know the God they've come to love. So if they find the heart of the Father irresistible, unforgettable, then the magnetic pull will boomerang them back again and again to the one who sent his Son to save. And they'll discover for themselves over and over that he doesn't want his valued ones to fret, but to flourish in this life. And one little seed of the Father's heart is all it takes to bring them back, no matter how far they've strayed. You may remember Jesus' story of the prodigal son in Luke 15. There's a son who chooses worldly pleasures over his father. He basically says, "You're dead to me, Father. Give me my inheritance. I'm out of here." And the son heads off and begins to live it up. And then a famine comes, and suddenly his life is literally a mess. He's working in pig slop, he's out of resources, anxious over what to eat, how he'll live. But he comes to his senses when he remembers his father's care for his servants. So he rehearses a confession. Luke 15:18, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. Do you see this scene that captures our father's heart as he runs to take hold of his lost son? And arms around his son, he doesn't even let his son finish his confession, proving our father is never repelled by any sin or shame we're carrying. Rather, his heart is always waiting, always ready to love, just waiting for us to make the move so he can joyfully embrace us and lift us up. A heart of compassion that understood the father's shame, and it prompted a response that destroyed all shreds of the lie that the son be demoted to a servant. It's hard to believe that such a happy ending could be true, but all it takes is the slightest sense of our father's heart to draw us back, to discover that again and again. I hope you're encouraged by the good news. I encourage you to sow the seed of God's heart, his loving heart, in the heart of a child. And let's pray that one day we'll see them in that glorious place, where there will no longer be any parents, because we'll all be forever children of our wonderful, loving Heavenly Father. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing another facet of your beautiful heart, which shines like a diamond in the darkness of this world, drawing even the most fearful of us back into your loving embrace. Forgive us for making too little of your heart and for not keeping your goodness at the center of the gospel. Draw us and all our loved ones to you, that we may experience anew your fatherly smile as we choose the flourishing life in Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.